Well, good morning. Welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. God has come near us. Now we come to be near God. Once again, good morning and welcome to worship at West End United Methodist. We're delighted that you're here. If you're here for the first time, we are especially pleased that you've come to worship with us this fourth Sunday of Advent. We also have some folks who have made the pilgrimage from first service to second service because we didn't have the first service this morning. We only have the one. So let me encourage you to greet someone you don't know. Introduce yourself to someone you don't know. That person may very well be a regular attender from another service, or it may be someone brand new to the congregation. Either way, you'll have a new friend. Welcome all. If you look in your bulletin insert, you'll find information about upcoming services and ways that you can be involved in what God is doing in and through the church. I'm going to lift up just a few things. We continue our winter stock sale for our senior high mission trip. The table is out in Reed Hall. Lindsay Ballinger, Phelps Gamble, and Keith Gamble are selling stock today. So if you haven't had a chance to participate in this upcoming youth mission trip by helping to support it financially, please stop as you go by. Also, we're continuing to experience Christmas with alternative Christmas gifts. And if you would like to learn more about that, and if you haven't already purchased an alternative Christmas gift, there's a table on the first floor just as you come into the church, and you can find that there. Of course, we have our two services on Christmas Eve at 4 and 10:30. Next Sunday, December 30th, there will be only one service, 11 a.m., and Sunday school classes next Sunday are meeting on an individual basis. Each class will decide what they want to do. Parking for Christmas Eve is available next door in the Caterpillar building, and some of you know that already. You are regular. You may regularly park there. Let me just say that I'll be parking there, and if you are a regular, you may choose to park there so our guests can use our parking lot. The church building and offices will be closed Monday, December 24th in observance of the Christmas Eve holiday. The building will open at 2 p.m. so that we can prepare for our Christmas Eve services, and then we'll be closed on December 25th, of course, reopening on Wednesday, December 26th. And then the church offices and building will be closed on January 1st in observance of the New Year holiday. If you pass through Reed Hall, and I hope you will, you'll find there a Chrismon tree. This is the second year of West End's revival of a longstanding tradition. The ornaments are symbolic of the life of Jesus. Members of the church crafted them in counted cross stitch. And there are brochures next to the tree. You're welcome to take the brochures with you, or you're welcome to use them as a guide as you look at the various chrismons on the tree. As you do, let me invite you to remember the story of the life of Jesus, to remember how it impacts your own journey, because we now are leaning forward, waiting, watching for the arrival of God's love once more in the flesh.
Come, Lord Jesus. Restore us, O Lord God, and prepare us to receive your light. Restore us, O Lord God. Let your light shine in our lives.
We light this fourth candle of our Advent wreath as a sign of hope for the coming of Christ into our world. Hear these words from the prophet Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
God loves us all beyond measure, but there's something that keeps us from responding fully to God's grace in our lives. So as we pray together our prayer of confession, I invite us all to reflect on the things that might be keeping us from participating fully in the reign of God's love. Let us pray. We confess to you, Lord God, that we are often too busy and anxious from all the demands on our times, our energy, and our resources in the days leading up to Christmas. We know we should be slowing down, quieting ourselves, and opening our hearts to experience once again your love being born into the world. We want to respond faithfully to this ultimate gift of love, but are so busy responding to the demands of this world that our focus tends to be elsewhere, our energy spent, and our resources exhausted. Forgive us for our lack of strength to withstand the immense pressures to conform. Calm our hearts and our minds so that we may better respond to your call on our lives to receive the ultimate gift of your sharing with the world through the birth of the Christ. quiet us and open us to your presence. Make us instruments of your peace and your love wherever we go. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Recognize the inbreaking rain of God's love coming to us. Quiet your minds, open your hearts, and be forgiven.
Thank you.
Let us pray together these words of illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the words proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the Gospel according to Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. And this is the word of God for the people of God.
Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who would care to join us up here, you're welcome to come on down. Yeah, come on. We'll find a seat. We'll find a place for you. And parents, if you'd like to stay, that's perfectly fine. This piece of cloth that I wear around my neck and John wears around his neck and Julie wears around her neck is called a stole, okay? And it means we are a pastor. Now, this particular stole is very special to me because it was a present. Now, when I say presents, I bet you think of gifts wrapped under the tree, don't you? No? Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's probably where my mind would have gone first. This was one of those kinds of presents. I had a friend, Gary Barbary. I met Gary many, 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 many years ago right across the street in Barnard Hall, where we were both living at the time. And Gary became a pastor, just like I did. But he served churches attended by mostly people who had either come directly from Japan or their parents or their grandparents had come from Japan. He served Japanese-American churches. And in Japanese Christianity, the crane, which is what these little birds are, the crane is the sign of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a reminder of God's presence with us. Now, that's not the kind of present I've been talking about that might be wrapped and given to you. That means being with somebody. I am present with you today, and you are present with me today, and we can talk. We can look at each other. It's a reminder that God is with us all the time. Now, I'm going to be talking about both of those kinds of presents today. The kinds that are gifts, like this, and the kinds that involve being with someone. Because, you know, there's something very, very special about someone sitting with you and listening to a story that you're telling or reading you a book or sometimes just sitting with you, even if you don't say a word, whether it's a parent or a brother or a sister or a grandparent or a friend, there's something very special about being present for someone. So we are grateful today that God is always present with us in a very special way, even if we don't always see God with us. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for being with us. Thank you for allowing us to receive your many gifts. And thank you especially today that we can be present for each other, that we can share your love with each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down. As I said to the children, we're focusing on presents during this Advent season. And I know it's a natural mistake when I say presents to think of those wrapped gifts. But we've really been talking about how God is with us. Emmanuel, another name for Jesus, God with us. Today's story not only speaks of God with us, but our being present when God comes. The shepherds are keeping their sheep, and in one of the most astounding and strange happenings, probably the unique happening in their lives, they're given good news. The heavenly hosts sing to them. The good news is that God is present with them in a very particular way. The sign is that they will find a baby wrapped in cloth, swaddled in cloth, and lying in a feed trough. Now, the reason that could be such a unique sign is, in those days, just like in these days, you don't tend to put babies in feed troughs. But in this case, there was no place else. And so the mark that God had entered into the world in a particular way is that this baby, God's presence with us, was placed in a trough where the animals ate. Well, as soon as this news is completed, the shepherds want to go and see. Let us go see. Now, I've often wondered what happened to those sheep. Not everybody worries about things like this, you know. But I wondered, did they just walk off and leave them in the field? Did they leave a few shepherds there to take care of them? Luke doesn't seem to be worried about that at all, and I probably shouldn't either. But for what it's worth, they said, let us go. They wanted to be present to see what had happened. And so they went, and just as they had heard, they found this baby wrapped in bands of cloth and lying on rough hay in a feed trough. To be present. Yesterday, Bishop Joe Pennell, who is also a professor over at Vanderbilt Divinity School, had a wonderful piece in the Tennessean about being present this Christmas. If you haven't read it, please look it up online. I posted it on Facebook if you happen to be a friend, but it's a wonderful piece that Joe has written about how we can give the best of ourselves to each other simply by being present. I got to be present recently in a very particular way that was incredibly special to me. Some of you already know this, but two Sundays ago, I got to preach the baccalaureate sermon at the University of Evansville, where our daughter Sarah graduated. And not every parent gets to do that. And then on that Wednesday, I got to pray the invocation at the commencement. I think I may have been the only clergy parent from the graduating class. But whatever the case, it was a wonderful, very special way for me to be present for our older daughter as she went through this particularly important transition. Just to be there sometimes, just showing up is a big part of what we have to offer. You showed up this morning. Even those of you who usually come earlier in the day, you showed up this morning. We can be face to face. I talk, you respond, and believe me, I see your responses out there. And they help me. They give me information as I speak. I think often we don't really honor the fact that this is one time during the week when we get to be face to face with each other in a very particular way to look for, talk about, and take the presence of God with us. Maybe to be present with your child is the most significant present you could give them. I know that they reach an age when, if they want to talk to you at all, it starts about 11:30 at night, an hour or two after you have been ready to go to bed, probably. And yet you open your eyes, you open your ears, and you listen. You are present with them. That perhaps is the greatest form of love we can share, to be present. We are not often present with each other anymore, are we? You see people sitting at a table in a restaurant and they're both on cell phones. They're not even there. Their bodies are there, but they're not present to each other at all. Even when we are present, it's mediated. I know many of you, like I do, use Skype to keep up with folks at great distances. It's wonderful. I love seeing their face. I love seeing the immediate responses. I can't, however, reach out and pat their hand. Physical presence with another person and genuine listening may be the most significant gift we have to offer. Probably many of you have experienced what I have. In the midst of a conversation, your conversation partner asks you a question, and all of a sudden, you realize you have no idea what that question is asking because you haven't been listening for the last 5 minutes. You've been thinking about something that happened before or something that's going to happen or that you're afraid is going to happen or that you hope is going to happen, and you haven't even been there. And all of a sudden, you're caught up in the knowledge that while your body was present, you were not. The very eccentric composer John Cage once said, "When you play music, you are where you are." Well, when you preach, you are where you are. You are present. When you listen genuinely to another person, the greatest gift you can give them is to simply be there, to be present. Not thinking about what came before or what is yet to come, but to be present to them, listening them in some sense into being. But then there are those that we can't really communicate with face-to-face anymore. And for us as a religious people, this becomes a particular issue because we say that Jesus is with us, but we don't see him in the flesh as he lived 2,000 years ago, do we? And yet we say that there are signs, the bread and the cup, this building, this gathering of people, are signs, like that manger long ago, that God has entered into the world in a particular way. And yet we don't have Jesus' presence in the physical body the way we did as those first disciples. There's a prayer in the service of Lessons and Carols that King's College Cambridge does each year. It's a bidding prayer, and in it there's a phrase that jumped out at me some years ago and has stayed with me ever since. It speaks of those who join with us on another shore and in a greater light. I like that. There are lots of those who join with us, and yet they're not physically present with us. Some because of great distance, some because they have died and are on another shore and in a greater light. But if we look around, there are signs of their presence with us, all around us. Let me tell you a story about that. On that Wednesday, as I prepared to deliver the invocation at Sarah's graduation, I put on my academic regalia. Now, when I had done the baccalaureate sermon, I had worn a black robe and a stole. But for this particular occasion, I wore my robe with the sergeant stripes on it, and the hood, the academic hood, and the soft hat, hexagonal hat. I never wear them, really. My dad bought them for me. When I finally finished my PhD 30 years ago, this coming May, my father, who, because his father was a tenant farmer and basically had children to work them in the field, took him out of school in the fourth grade, insisted on buying the robe and the hood and the hat. And I said, "Now, Daddy, I may never have a chance to wear this, you know." He said, "You will need to wear this one day." A week ago Wednesday was the first time I ever had an official occasion at which to wear that particular robe and that particular hood and that particular hat. Though my dad died 2 years ago, there was one with us that day who was on another shore and in a greater light, and yet whose presence was felt and known. Thanks be to God that we can know the presence of those who are with us face to face, and the presence of those who are with us but on another shore and in a greater light. Amen. Our creeds and affirmations remind us of who we are and whose we are. I invite you to stand with me as you're able. Turn to number 883 in your hymnal. There we find a creed that affirms again and again God's presence with us. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God.
As always, it's a good and joyful thing to come together to worship here at West End United Methodist Church. We're especially glad if you are a guest worshiping with us this morning in with family or friends, or perhaps just saw West End and came through our beautiful doors. We want to welcome you. We ask that you stop by, if you would, in Reed Hall, right through these transept doors. You'll find a small table, the Bread for the Journey table, which has a baked goodie for you if you're a guest, and information about all the ministries here at this wonderful church. You can also help us and help yourselves by passing the attendance pads down your pew now if you haven't done it earlier in the service. We want to recognize your being present, and we want you to have the chance to welcome those seated next to you and worshiping with you on your pew. If you'll get it to the end and outside of the pews and then pass it back towards the center aisle, we would kindly appreciate it. In the pew racks in front of you, you'll find prayer cards. One side has prayer concerns, a place for you to list those. We ask that you note if those prayers are to be shared with the whole congregation or to be kept confidential and be prayed for only by our pastoral staff. On the other side of that card, you can list any concerns or comments you might have, and we'll get back to you as necessary. In the life of our church this week, Ben and Linda Davis are mourning the death of Ben's mother, Ada Louise Davis, who died on Monday, December 17th, in Little Rock, Arkansas. Services for her were held there on Friday. Our hearts also go out to the Wills and Parker families in the sudden death of Meredith Wills on December 20th. Meredith is a sister of Paul Wills and Allison Wills Brooks, the daughter of Louise and Bill Wills, niece of Shara Parker, and the cousin of Ellen Parker Bibb. We pray for these families and also for all who are missing loved ones this season through distance or through estrangement or death. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the coming of Christmas challenges all our pretensions. We who have sought to organize and manage the world through our finite understandings are confronted with the wonder of Bethlehem. A baby carries your revelation. You keep surprising us, gracious God. Just when we get settled into our routines, you offer us a transforming birth. While we focus on greatness, you appear in humble circumstances among ordinary people in out-of-the-way places. Amid the noise of our busyness, the angel song suddenly penetrates our dulled awareness, and we must listen again. Lord, Give us ears to hear your word for the world. Give us eyes to see the value in lowliness and humility. Give us hearts to love and have mercy for all creation and strength to model that love in all circumstances. We know we will have the courage to do the right thing if we keep our eyes on you. Protect us from this world's cynicism, lest we miss this opportunity to hear good news that is meant for us and for all your children. Awaken the child in us. Yes, awaken the child in us, we pray. In the grace given us by Jesus, who taught us to pray together in one voice. Praying, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. All that we have and all that we are comes from a generous gift from God. May God open our hearts to be as generous in sharing our bounty with others for God's purposes rather than our own, with our tithes and our offerings.
Just a note to you who are coming out this side door, you may be able to tell I'm struggling with a cold. So while I will greet you, I will not shake your hand or hug you because this is one present you don't want this Christmas, okay? I'm not being unfriendly. I'm just trying to protect you. Now go forth to experience God's presence and to share God's presence with all that you meet. And may God, who is with us in Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit that allows us to be present to each other and to know the presence of those who are on another shore and in a greater light, be with us all this day, this season, and forevermore. Go in peace.